what the daily dose for February 16th, a pleasing aroma, Leviticus 1 and 2. The tradition of sacrifices, animals and foodstuffs, offered up by worshipers to God has been part of human history since the days of Adam and Eve after the fall. Though it is not part of our recent history or tradition as American Christians, long ago people realized, through inward compulsion or divine revelation, that to approach God was costly, given our confused and immoral condition. In the case of Israel, God was very specific about the types of sacrifices and the manner of their presentation that he found acceptable. Those sacrifices ran the gamut, from atoning sacrifices to thank offerings, to dedication offerings, to celebratory sacrifices, such as for feast days or holy periods like tabernacles or Passover. With these kinds of sacrifices, God was pleased, calling them an aroma pleasing to the Lord. In our time, what does God find acceptable, since we no longer offer animals or foodstuffs up on an altar of fire, believing that era of sacrifice was completed and fulfilled in the ultimate sacrifice of Christ? The New Testament has many references to the sacrifices of faith. The offer of a cup of cold water to a child of the king, the gift of money to support the spread of the kingdom, the sacrifice of praise from lips set free by God's grace. But these are all summed up in Romans 12:1. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. It is the condition of the heart that God finds acceptable or unacceptable. The outward sacrifice is of little importance if the heart is wrong. This was as true in Israel's day as Moses penned Leviticus, as it is for us today. Our heart condition matters to God. How is your heart today? May it be at peace with Him. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.